All right, open up your Bibles. We're going to talk about how God answers prayer and our attitude and our expectations as to receiving answered prayer. We're going to talk about how we should not tell God how to answer our prayers. So please open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. We're looking at verses 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, look at verses 5 to 6. God's word says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, the conference I was just at, we had a missionary. I believe he was from Romania originally, and then through Ohio, he ended up going back to Germany for a long time as a missionary. And he taught on these verses, but he taught a completely different message, had completely different thoughts on these verses. But as he was teaching and I was writing notes, the Lord has given me a different message. The Lord is applying what he was saying to our prayer life. So the Lord gave me these thoughts and this message on just prayer from Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. So this afternoon, I just want to briefly talk about prayer, specifically focusing again on our attitude and expectations when we bring our requests before the Lord. You know, it is not uncommon for us to approach God with preconceived notions of how we expect him to answer our prayers. However, the scriptures teach us to trust in his wisdom and not impose limitations on his ability to bless us. Let's read those verses again, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." In the context of prayer, these verses remind us of the importance of trusting in the Lord completely. When we bring a request before him, we should not rely solely on our own understanding or our limited perspective. Instead, we are called to trust in God's wisdom, trust in God's leading. Trusting the Lord with all of our hearts means surrendering our desires, surrendering our expectations, and surrendering our plans to him. It involves acknowledging his sovereignty and believing that he knows what is best for us. This includes trusting the answers he gives us, even if it is different from what we expect or desire. When we acknowledge God in all of our ways, including in our prayers, he promises to direct our paths. This means that as we trust him with our requests and accept his answers, he will guide us in the right direction. This guidance may not always be what we anticipate, but we have confidence that God's plan is perfect and that he is working for our good, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So that's our introduction. That is our overview. Now let's get some specifics. First, we must lean not unto our own understanding. Look at verse 5 again, Proverbs 3, 5. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Proverbs 3, 5 instructs us to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. This is especially crucial in the context of prayer and receiving God's answers to our prayers. When we come to God in prayer, we often have our own ideas and desires about how he should answer those prayers. We may think we know what is best for us or have a specific outcome in mind. However, Proverbs warns us against leaning on our own limited understanding. God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Isaiah 55:9. He sees the big picture. He sees the bigger picture that we cannot comprehend. Therefore, when we pray, we must pray in his wisdom and in his perfect timing. Attempting to impose our preconceived ideas about the answer onto the answer the Lord gives us can lead to disappointment. It can lead to confusion. We must remember that God's ways are perfect, even when they differ from our own plans. Instead of leaning on our own understanding in our prayer life, we should submit our desires to God in prayer and trust that he will answer in accordance to his will. This requires humility and a willingness to surrender our own ideas and preferences. When we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, we open ourselves up to receive God's best for us. We can rest assured that His answers are always perfect, even if they are not what we expected. Let us therefore approach God in prayer with hearts full of trust and humility, knowing that He is faithful to answer according to His perfect will. Now next, we need to let the Lord direct our paths. Look at verse 6 again, Proverbs 3, verse 6. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We must acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. This verse teaches us the importance of acknowledging God in all of our ways, including our prayers, including in the answers to our prayers. When we come to God in prayer, we must not only seek His guidance, but also acknowledge His sovereignty over our lives. Sometimes God's answers to our prayers may lead us down paths that make us uncomfortable. They may require us to step out in faith, leaving behind our familiar surroundings, leaving behind our familiar routines. However, Proverbs assures us that when we acknowledge God in all of our ways, He will direct our paths. That is the key, though. That is the key thought. We must acknowledge Him. We must acknowledge Him in all of our ways. We must acknowledge Him in our prayers, in our preferences, in our desires, and in our personal thoughts on how our prayers should be answered. Acknowledging God and the answers to our prayers requires humility. It requires trust. It means being willing to let go of our own plans and desires and submit to God's perfect will. When we acknowledge God in all of our ways, we allow Him to direct our paths according to His perfect plan for our lives. This may involve taking us out of our comfort zones and into unknown territory, or territory we never anticipated going into. But we can trust that God's direction is always for our good and for His glory. Now we got to dig just a little deep for a moment. In Proverbs 3:6, the Hebrew word for acknowledge, and I'll probably mispronounce this, but the Hebrew word for acknowledge is yada, which means more than just a simple acknowledgement. It implies a deep, intimate knowledge or relationship. It conveys the idea of knowing someone personally, not just having a knowledge about them, or not just knowing them, but knowing them personally. So with that in mind, let's read Proverbs 3:6 again. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, personally know Him deeply, and He shall direct thy paths. So acknowledge goes beyond mere recognition. It speaks of a deep, intimate knowledge or relationship. When applied to our relationship with God, it implies knowing Him personally, not just knowing about Him. In the context of prayer, this understanding of acknowledge is crucial. It means more than just acknowledging God's existence or acknowledging God's authority. It involves recognizing His presence. It involves knowing Him personally. It involves recognizing His presence in every aspect of our lives. It means having that personal relationship with Him. It is an invitation to walk in close fellowship with Him, seeking His guidance, seeking His direction in all things, in all of our ways. When we acknowledge God in all of our ways, we invite Him into every area of our lives, including our prayers. We recognize that He is not just a distant deity, but a loving Father who desires to be intimately involved in our lives. This acknowledgement is the foundation of a vibrant prayer life. In our prayers, let us not just recite words or make requests. Let us come before God with hearts open and ready to commune with Him. Let us seek to know Him more deeply and to align our will with His. As we acknowledge God in this way, He promises to direct our paths, guiding us in His perfect will. Let us therefore approach God in prayer with hearts full of trust, hearts full of humility, acknowledging His sovereignty over our lives. Let us be willing to follow wherever He leads, even if it makes us uncomfortable, knowing that He will direct our paths and He will guide us in His perfect will. Now next, God's will may not be our will. You think about that? God's will may not be our will. We may have this plan, this desire. We think we have it all figured out. It's our will for this to be this way. But God's will may not be our will. Look at Proverbs 3, verse 6 again. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He shall direct thy paths. There's one more point I believe this verse leads us to, and that point actually takes us to the book of Acts. So please turn with me to Acts chapter 16. We're going to look at verses 6 to 7. Acts chapter 16. We're going to look at verses 6 to 7. Now here in this passage in Acts 16, 6 to 7, we find an instance where the Holy Spirit prevented Paul from going to a certain region, starting in verse 6. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. In these verses, we see that the Holy Spirit directed Paul and his companions away from Asia, away from Bithynia, indicating that it was not the right time, not the right place for their ministry. God had a different place for them to minister. This demonstrates the active role of the Holy Spirit in guiding and directing the early church in its missionary efforts, and closing doors and opening others. We need to be open to that. Sometimes God closes a door. We think we have it figured out. We've prayed. We see a possible solution. We pursue that solution, or we pursue that direction, and all of a sudden that door is just shut. No matter how hard we try to pry it open, make it open, it's just shut. And it seems like that would be a good conclusion. That would be a good answer. But God's shutting the door. But when God shuts a door, be looking to where he's opening the next door. And we need to be open to whatever door he opens. Now this account in Acts chapter 16 verses 6 to 7 provides us with a powerful lesson in submission. A powerful lesson in submitting to God's will. Even when it contradicts our own will. Even when it contradicts our own plans, even when it contradicts our own desires, we need to submit to God's will. We need to go through the doors he's opening for us. In these verses, we see that Paul and his companions were prevented by the Holy Spirit from going to certain places to preach the word, to minister. The Lord took them to a different place to preach the word, a different place to minister, a place they did not expect to go. This teaches us that in our prayers, we must be willing to acknowledge and submit to God's leading, even when it goes against what we think is best. Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Just as Paul and his companions were directed away from Asia, they were directed away from Bithynia, there may be times when God's answers to our prayers leads us in a different direction. Leads us in a direction that seems illogical or goes against our own understanding. But remember, lean not unto our own understanding. We have to lean unto God, submit to God. We are not to lean on our own understanding. Sometimes God's going to take us in a direction that goes against our own understanding. That's why we're told not to lean unto our own understanding. So when faced with such situations, we are called to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. We must be like Paul, who was willing to submit to God's leading, even when it meant changing his plans and going in a direction that seemed contrary to his own desires or what he thought was best. Submitting to God's will in prayer requires humility and faith. It means surrendering our own will and desires to his perfect plan, trusting that he knows what is best for us. It means living by the principles found in Isaiah 55, 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As we strive to align our prayers with God's will, let us remember the example Paul and his companions. Let's remember their example. Let us be willing to submit to God's leading even when it seems illogical or goes against what we personally think is best. In doing so, we can trust that God will direct our paths and that he will guide us in his perfect will. Now to wrap all this up, Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 teaches us to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly, especially when it comes to prayer. We should not lean on our own understanding, but acknowledge God in all of our ways, trusting that He will direct our paths according to His perfect plan. I want us to keep in mind 3 points from this devotional. Number one, don't stop God from blessing you with self-imposed limitations. Don't stop God from blessing you with your own self-imposed limitations. In our eagerness for answers, we often limit God by expecting only certain answers or certain outcomes. We must remember that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God's ways are higher than our ways, Isaiah 55:9. The Bible reminds us in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Let us not confine God's blessings to our own limited understanding, but trust that He knows what is best for us, even when it maybe does not quite make sense to us, does not quite align or line up with what we thought would be best. Don't stop God from blessing you with your own self-imposed limitations and how He can bless you. Now, number two, follow God's leading, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Follow God's leading, even if it makes you uncomfortable. Sometimes God's answers may require us to step out of our comfort zones. Abraham was called to leave his homeland and go to a place God would show him, Genesis 12:1. Moses was asked to confront Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Exodus 3:10. Both faced discomfort and uncertainty but obeyed God's leading. Are we willing to follow God's leading, even if it challenges us? And number three, God may answer your prayer in a way you never considered. Are you willing to accept that answer? God may answer your prayer in a way you never considered. Are you willing to accept that answer? We must be open to God's unexpected answers to our prayers. The Apostle Paul prayed 3 times for his thorn in the flesh to be removed, but God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness," 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul accepted God's answer, recognizing that God's plan was greater than his own desires. Are we willing to accept God's answers, even when they differ from our own expectations? So as we approach God in prayer, let us do so with humility, let us do so with trust, let us do so with submission, and let us do so with that personal relationship with Him. Let us do all that knowing that He is able to do far more than we can ask or could possibly think. Let us not limit Him with our expectations, but be open to His leading, even when it challenges us, even when it puts us out of our comfort zone, even when it is unexpected. May we always be willing to accept God's answers to our prayers, knowing that His ways are perfect and ours surely are not. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your precious word, Lord. Thank You for guiding us. Let us be open to Your guidance, Lord. Let us submit to You in prayer. Let us acknowledge You. Let us know You. Let us live for You and for Your glory. In Your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.